This is Mrs. Priscilla McRae speaking at Morupna on the 2nd of July, 1963. She knows a few words of Yota Yota.
Waningamda? No. I told you that one.
Yes, what is that? Oh, that's burnt.
No, it's just about.
Oh, no, where are you going? What was that?
Wakanini Yana.
Where are you going?
Wakanini Yana. I said, ask your teacher, say this to him. Mr. What now his name? I forget now. But you say to him, Wakanini Yana. And she was trying to learn it, and in fact she did then. And she did when she went down to him. He asked her, did you get anything? And she said, oh, Wakanini Yana. Because she didn't say it as I said it, you know. And he said, what's that? She said, I'm asking you, where are you going? Oh, he said, is that what that is? And then, she says, oh, I told Eden. I said, well, you say to him then now, here, come back. And she said, no, what am I going to say for that? She could get around that one. I said, tell him I'm going to call you back now. And you just say, brick. Yen the guy, brick. Come back. Brick. Here, come back. See? Young
guy.
See? I don't know how you spell it, but...
Yes,
it is. But there was this other thing about Mrs. Tucker, where she says,
Ngangabrai, Deiwin.
Yes, and what does that mean?
That means, this one and that one there. This one and that one.
See.
Ngangabrai. There you went. See that one? This one.
I see.
Yeah. There's a story told about that. They used to sit down, the old people, you know, and tell yarns. Fables, of course, you know. I'm sure it never happened. But this is where the folk used to go out hunting, see. And they'd leave this old lady home to mind the children. There's a lot of children. And the fathers and mothers would go out hunting on this hunting, day of hunting. Then they'd go out, they'd be away, and by, they'd be coming back to the camp, yeah. And she would have to have a hole dug, and the fire made, and this oven heated up for the prey, like that they'd bring,
see?
And then they'd have a good cook-up and a good meal. Then by and by, my mother told me she heard the hymn. I never ever heard it, but she used to sing little pieces in it. But when they were coming, they'd know back here at the camp, oh, they're all right, they've got some spoil with them, they're bringing it back, see? They sing a hymn with it. She said it was the most beautiful hymn. And these at the back would answer them. Thanksgiving to God, they would, for this food he'd given them. However, then the story goes on. It's a sort of a twist up. The story goes on that while the mother and the father were away, this old lady, real old lady, the witches like, you know, she got very nasty to the children, too, because the mother and the father was all away. This is a horrible thing. So she said to them, come on, get some sticks and we'll make a... They call fire bitcha, see? Bitcha fire, see? Come on, we'll get some wood. We'll make a big bitcha now, and a make this oven hot for your mother and father, because they'd be running and drawing it in. So she said, I'm going to go away from here, and these children, come on, all go round now, go right round this hole, sit down, and lean over like that. And she came along. It is a fable, but this is the yarn they used to tell, see, and some of the language came into this, and she'd say, she started this one, and she'd say, warning and the gurum and the day when langa bra win. And she did that one, see? That's what I would fall in.
Well, what did the first words mean?
Wanningamda, this one here.
Yes.
Gurumanda, you there. See, dare you win. This one, Nangabra win, you too.
And bitcha means fire.
Bitcha means fire. Oh. Walla means water.
Yes.
And meat.
That's the one word I know.
You'll be talking the language.
Well, I've been trying to learn some of it.
Yes.
So the only other word I know, of course, is yours. What did you say yes now?
Norway. Norway.
Norway.
Hmm.
And I have to learn all Now, I'll have to come and see you when you're
living. Ah, yes. Well, if Teresa, Mrs. Tucker's mother, had died here.
Mm.
Now, if she was here, she could have been here, and then we could have given you all that you wanted, because we could have conversed with one another.
Yes.
This is Mrs. Priscilla McRae speaking at Morupna on the 14th of August, 1963.
I want a drink of water. Nah. I'm saying to him, whoever it is,
yes. Nah.
That's just how they used to speak.
Yes, yes.
They never used to say their name, or they'd just say, nah. Ngalandea, wala. Different drink of water.
Ngalandea,
wala.
Ngalandea, wala.
Drink
Wala
water.
Means water, doesn't
mm.
it?
Wala means water.
Yes.
Mm.
Ngalande Wala.
Water. Wala.
Wala.
Ngalande Wala.
And then the person might answer, Yuta, Yuta.
Norway.
No.
All right. Norway.
Norway, I think.
Norway.
Mm. Then if, how would you say, I want something to eat, or anything
oh, sure.
like that? Anything like that, I mean, it can happen to think of.
Gavin was one that Nin. Bangluk. One that Nin. Wanting something to eat. One that Nin. Jittiga.
That's meat.
That's it? Meat.
Jittiga.
Meat. Meat. Nyinen, wala.
Wala.
Water. Mm-hmm. Get me a drink of water.
Yes. What about if one wanted to say, have you got any fish?
If you were asking, you'd say one note. One note there. One note there. I know it so well, fish. That's just how my mind is.
Oh, no, but you can't expect to remember all these years.
No.
There are all the different sorts of fish, of course, aren't there?
Oh, yes, there's such a... There's... what is it now? One day, Ninnin, Duryak. Duryak. Yeah. One day, Ninnin, you going fishing?
Oh, I see.
Ninnin, Duryak.
Duryak?
Duryak.
That's, are you going fishing? Oh, thank you very much. And, if I wanted to say yes, it would be
Norway.
Norway. Norway.
So important ones too. Those are that anybody sick or about anybody being sick now, say someone was sick.
Yes.
You came in to visit that person. You'd go up to that person, you know, and you'd want to give them your sympathy. You'd go up to them and you'd say, Domanini, Yanna. Domanini.
Domanini.
Poor sick one. Domanini.
What was the last word? Nana.
Domanini Nyana.
Nyana.
That's either a woman or a man.
I see.
Or
yes.
Poor one, see?
Yes.
Domanini.
And a man was Yiyang, is that? Yiyang, is that?
Ghana means mother, you know.
Ghana.
Yes.
Yes. Or if someone came to the door and said to the children, where's your mother? How would you say that?
Wanal Ghana. Where's mother? Wanal. Wanal means where?
Yes, Wanal Ghana. Yes.
Wanal Ghana. Yarka is child.
Yarka. So Wanal Yarka would be where's the child?
Yes, Wanal Yarka.
Wanal Yarka.
Where's the child?
Yes. And what if he wanted to say he's gone away?
Brick Nangabra.
He's gone.
What?
There he is.
Baronja.
Baronja.
Baronja. Yeah, that's the way. Baronja. Come on. Roxanne, they've said it to us.